Blog Talk Radio.
Light of the Spirit's gonna take us higher.
the Spirit's gonna take us higher. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heartbeat.
Maya Hotep and Better Love, you are listening to the Truth to Power Show, and I am Beverly. And we have the Reverend Brown and her husband was supposed to be with us tonight, but they had an emergency. So we're going to have to set up another day for them to come on. And it's a lot going on with all this healing and things. So people are really getting sick and stuff like that. We don't know if it's from the jab or what's going on. So we're going to set up another day for Reverend Brown and her husband to come on. But if you have anything that you want to say or talk about, it is open mic since our guest is not showing up here tonight. Push number one. You know I'm not much of a talker. I usually let Robert X do all the talking. And tomorrow I'll be back on with Tariq. So let's see. Wes. Wes, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How you be?
Good. Do you have something you want to add to the table since we have an open mic tonight?
I want to talk about the ancestor just passed, Chief Osiel Ben Israel. I don't know if you know anything about it. You heard that name before?
I've heard of it, but I don't know too much about it. Can you kind of explain what's going on with that?
Yes, ma'am. I sure can. Yes, ma'am. He in 1968, he realized that we are the people of the book, that we the real Hebrews. So he was in Chicago. So in like 1968, all the stuff that was going on, you know, in the country with them killing King and all that. So once he found out that we the people of the book, he packed up his family and whatever group was with him, and he went over there to Israel and to Demonia, I think that's where he was at.
Mm-hmm.
And so people kind of thought he was like a didn't know what he was doing, but he was right, man. He set up almost a compound over there for our people to go over there, and he was going exactly by the rules of the Ten Commandments or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
Demonia, and y'all can pull him up. He did an interview with the other Bell, Miss Bell Smith. There's something about y'all Bell ladies, y'all be telling it, man. With me. That was on BET.
Yeah, I remember.
So she went over there to do a story on our brothers and sisters that moved over there, Chief Osiel, and he showed her around how they living, all of them living good. But as usual, it's racism over there, so them fake Old Testaments were dogging them out, doing the wrong stuff to them, but they were still over there, far as I know. Robert X knew a little bit more about it than I do. And plus, he mm-hmm. got a restaurant in Chicago called Soul Vegetarian. And so he was right with what he said, who we are. So, I mean, back then, you know, we was all black power, blah, blah. You know what we were doing in 1960.
Right.
So he made a transition, I think August the 20th.
Okay.
And what he said was real, man. You look up everything, what he said, it's come true.
Okay.
So,
all right. I got to look. What's his name again?
Chief Osiel. It's like you say, Osceola, but it's Chief Osiel Ben Israel.
Okay. All right.
So I think they're supposed to have his home going up in Chicago. Then they're going to ship his body back over there to the promised land in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's where he's going to end up, but yeah, it's a fun time to be alive. But I was hoping Miss Brown that was on because I had something to ask her. But
they had an emergency. They had to go to the hospital. Her husband or somebody had it. So I'm going to reschedule her for next week. I'll see if I can get her for next Thursday.
Yes, ma'am. And then one more thing I want to talk about, time. See,
yeah.
Everybody, like I was telling y'all before, about time, and it's all illusion. And when we go through, like I said, it's a distance between light, between two points. But when we go through stuff, all the events that we go through, past, present, and future, all the events. Mm-hmm. So that's 3D when we're going through it. But then when we sit back and think about all the stuff we've been through, I think that's 4D. Okay, folks, the third and fourth dimension. So at least I'm trying to move up. So when you get to five and six dimension, that's when you can control time and control everything in your events. But like I told you before, we can control time because I did it plenty of times. Say if I got to go somewhere and I got to be somewhere at 9 o'clock and I leave home by 8:30 and I'm getting close to being late. And once I put that thought out there, like time slow down, where I end up being on time.
Okay.
And so that's how the high dimension. Yeah.
So how do you think that people, you know, like this is really new to some people, how do you think that they can elevate themselves? Is there a certain technique that you do?
I'm still learning. I try to control my thoughts and slow down what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. That's good. Then I think that the mind is the time machine. I don't think that we have to get in a machine. Our body is a machine. Mm-hmm. I think the mind, because the mind can go backwards, forward, stay right here in the present. So I think if we learn how to work that time machine, that's what I think it is. I'm going to do a mound table, so stay on the line, okay. Wes.
All right.
773-221.
773? Yes. It's noteworthy that Robert X stated that President Trump can be reinstated sometime next year, and he should have a vice presidential running mate, and Andrew Nelson Bay is that man.
I'm not – what's his name?
Andrew Nelson Bay. He goes by the name of Admiral Nelson Bay.
Okay. And you think that should be his vice president?
And why
do you think that?
I'm Admiral Nelson Bay.
You are?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you really can tell me why you feel like you should be vice president.
I personally like Candace Owens, who is a black woman in her 30s who asked President Trump to consider her for the 24 vice presidential slot with him. But I add so very much more to it. I'm from Illinois. Illinois can be in play. I met the Republican Illinois gubernatorial nominee, Darren Bailey, just a few days ago at the Illinois State Fair. And I'm to meet with a bunch of Republican leaders, and they hopefully will set up a meeting between myself and President Trump, and we'll discuss how it is that I am the author of the National Reparations Referendum, primarily for Moorish American, African American descendants of chattel slavery, which would be a rider to attach to H.R. 40, John Conyers' reparations bill, and it will incentivize passage and ratification of it, which will get the entire process started, to print Mint 5 billion 1-gram Orem Harriet Tubman United States notes, which is basically gold embossed paper money. It'll take 1,500 metric tons of gold bullion, which is more than the amount of gold bullion reportedly at Fort Knox, U.S. Mint, and it's going to be held in escrow as collateral to securitize and effectively underwrite a credit instrument, which is real ID compliant universal basic income treasury direct account EBT debit cards that are earmarked to automatically debit for the cardholder their property taxes, utility bills, house notes, car notes. These are big ticket items that will save people out-of-pocket money and enable them to have their housing and basic needs subsidized. And that way, they'll be able to regroup economically and financially so that they'll have the ability to really get their lives together.
Yeah, Yeah, I kind of heard about that. So it's really not, it's more like you get credit. So, you know, it's really no money because the fiat is a promise to pay. So they want it mostly, like you say, is you get the credit to go and purchase a automobile, or you get the credit to go and purchase a house and things like that. That's how you're talking about? Because I kind of heard about something like that.
It's a credit instrument. There are four versions of it. One is called National Identification Card. Another is called their state, like Illinois, voter registration food card, which is like a replacement SNAP benefits card, but it's also the standardized national voter registration card, which will be connected to a quantum computer controlled by Space Force, which will have ultimate jurisdiction over it. And the moment the person goes into a polling place to vote, and President Trump and I both believe in paper ballot, they'll tap on this proprietary reader, and it will establish the 16-digit number, which is the identifier for the individual person we established as having voted at just that one time, and they'll be unable to vote twice. And it will make it so that voter fraud will be ultimately virtually impossible. And it'll be a streamlined way that will enable people to vote once for who they want to vote for. And that will preclude any more of this voter fraud. And it's because of the theft of the 2020 election that President Trump qualifies to be reinstated upon the Republicans gaining majority in the House of Representatives, and Congressman Kevin McCarthy becomes House Speaker, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be made to resign lest they face legal jeopardy.
Now, I've heard that we're dealing with two corporations. We're dealing with the United States of America and United States, and Trump is president of the Republic, and Biden is president of the bankruptcy. Well, it's been bankruptcy since 33 or 34 or something like that. Now, is that true, or is that what about that, about the two corporations?
Well, yes. I mean, in 1933, all Americans were...
I can't hear you.
In 1933, all Americans were ordered to have all their gold confiscated because J.P. Morgan understands that gold is always money. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad stated that the foundation of our financial system is going to be gold. It won't be the Federal Reserve paper notes with no intrinsic value. And there will also be oil, and there will be land and other commodities that have intrinsic long-term value as the basis of the credit instrument, which will be, we call it the mark of the beast because that's what it is. It'll have a proprietary microchip in it. The chip goes in the card. It doesn't go in the person. Universal House of Justice will have supreme and challengeable authority globally. It won't be the World Economic Forum or the World Bank. There's a book entitled The World Order of Baha'u'llah, which is written by Shoghi Effendi, the great grandson of Baha'u'llah, prophet of the Baha'i faith, whose International Governing Council seats is permanently seated atop Mount Carmel in Haifa, Israel. It's called the Universal House of Justice. And one person, sometimes it just takes one wise, capable soul to save the world.
So
that's what everyone else is doing.
Okay, so what you laid out as with the credit, is there a difference between that and socialism? I mean, it kind of sound like, yeah, I know the system is shifting.
There are elements of socialism,
yeah,
and corporate welfare.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of contradiction and hypocrisy in being an advocate of capitalism while actually practicing a form of socialism by giving all of these tax credits to these corporate megaliths or monoliths, I guess, these huge companies with all this money and all of these tax credits and paying virtually no taxes and spending on foundations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which they just
can
recycle
you speak in your
and
phone
build by
a
giving.
Bit, you're a little muffled.
They give money to themselves. They say they're giving it to a charity, but
mm-hmm.
that charitable donation is given to the World Health Organization,
right?
And Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party and the World Economic Forum, led by Klaus Schwab, are really the financial benefactors of the World Health Organization, and it's their vision, which is desired by Satan, whereas the divinely ordained system for global governance, which is the world order of Baha'u'llah, which I represent, is something that would require someone like Candace Owens to be United Nations ambassador in Trump's second administration, or really third administration, beginning 20 January 2025. She would be perfect for that, because then working with the Universal House of Justice, explain to the American people the stupidity of wrong-headed people financing the World Health Organization or the international body that is functioning as that. So all of the directors general of the WHO have to be replaced with our people who are not beholden to the financiers, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and the Chinese Communist Party. It's simple as that.
Okay. So I just want to let the callers know that my guests couldn't come in tonight. So we do have open, the mound table is open here. So if you want to have a question, comment, you're welcome to join the mound table. Stay on the line there. I'm going to open up the line here. 708-602. 708-602.
Greetings, 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 family. Better love. How you doing, Sister Beverly?
Great, great. Greetings. How are you doing?
Yes. I'm doing great myself. Waiting for my host to my show to get better. She's back in the hospital. Sister Antoinette, some of the family knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah. I remember she said you were having a show Thursday and Friday, so I wanted to tune in and see what's happening. I see your guests had to cancel, and those things happen.
Right.
One of the comments I wanted to make, but before I do, our last conversation we had when I called in on Brother X show, and
mm-hmm.
I got into the two, dealing with Nope being two and all of the things that came to two, and you asked me one of the questions, well, what was so important about two? Well, all the numbers are important. The key is that we have to find those words, phrases that deal with who we are. By the number two, when I use the phrase, you are the key, comes to 38. 3 plus 8 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. We are all the key. As you said, we have everything we need to change this paradigm, dealing with this paradigm shift. Our brain, as you were saying, is that time machine that we have within us, that five. One of the things, what I've been working on too is my next class is called The Gift.
Okay.
The faith of a mustard seed. And leaving out the gift because it's all connected, but just dealing with the metaphysics of a faith of a mustard seed. When we think about the mustard seed, doesn't the mustard seed is the size and shape of the pineal gland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's no coincidence. Like I'm constantly saying I got five on it. Well, five is the key to the code. Code is five. Change is five. Well, guess what? Mustard seed comes up to 50, which is that change. And pineal gland comes to 32, that five. Mustard seed, five, pineal gland, five.
Mm-hmm.
Now, faith is 25, which is seven. It's no coincidence that what's in the pineal gland, we call it melanin. Well, melanin is 16, which represents the faith being 25, which is seven. Melanin 16, seven. That's our ultimate weapon. Weapon is 16. Here's the proof in the pudding. We're always talking about our melanin and this, that, and what it does. It's being activated even by this conversation right now. Activate is seven. Consciousness is seven. Conversation is seven. Through our conversation, that higher elevation with the particular words that represent the same numbers and the frequency, because the frequency has the power. That's why frequency 37 is 1, power is 19, which is 1. We just have to find a connection to all the words that are hidden behind the numbers. That's what it is. That's what we're trying to do. That 5, that change, is called manifest. We can manifest everything we say because we have the power being 1. We call it the age of Aquarius comes to 1. That's what we have, the power that comes to one to do. It's called speak into existence, 73, which is the one. We can speak all this into existence. We have the power, but we don't know how to use it because conditional perception, that conditional perception has messed us up because what we say, we perceive things a certain way. If I said every day, family, I do drugs and I do dope, right away people said, damn, Eddie do drugs and dope, and he's putting that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we only see it perceived way of the word. Behind the word, the number reflects. Drug comes to 4. Which is physics, spirit, truth, God, the number 4, 13, God. Dope comes to 14, which is 5. That's that change. Some people call 5 Jesus Christ. 59, 5 plus 9, 14, that's the 5. God being the 4. That's the drug and the dope. What's your drug and dope? What is your addiction? Addiction is 32 to 5. See, all these words that we say have dual meanings, but we only see it the conditional perception of the English occult. That's why our code is 23,
yeah,
which is 5. English is 2, which is 5. This is an English language that we speak. It's a baby of all languages. And babies babble. Babble is 14.
Right.
That's the confusion. Confusion is 32. It always comes back to the 5. That's why it's important. Important is 41, the 5. I got 5 on it equals 41, the 5. Most people will never see it. We say things right in front of us, never seeing the number. That's the confusion. The word of English are spells. And the spells are the rules that the words go by. But rules, a.k.a. spells, are meant to be broken, family. We can break all this. just by seeing the number behind this garbage that they now set in front of us, that we perceive one way and one way only.
That's why the media is kind of powerful, because they're using the vibration, the frequencies of the words and visual.
Correct, because see, the seven, that's consciousness that we're always talking about. The consciousness resonates through our conversation. But the media is also seven. Takes command, just like the news. News is 16, which is seven. Media's 16, which is seven. They're the same number.
Right.
We just give them different designations because of the definition of the word, which is the confusion. The number shows us it's all connected. And it's all connected to the age of Aquarius we're in. That's why Aquarius is 7:34, which is 7. We're starting to see. See is 16. Witness, 34. Recognize, 34. That's why gain, which is 14, that 5, recognize gain. It's a code we got to recognize. That's why code and game are the same numbers. If we don't see the code, we don't recognize the game. We just saying a whole bunch of stuff we not heard that we keep repeating down the line. That's why we consider it to be that 14 called the damn monkey, and now they call it the monkey pox. See, they use the same numbers, and it's the number that has the power. We get caught up into the word, not knowing the power behind the number, behind the word. That number of the word that resonates that frequency. We're drawn in by the frequency of the word, not knowing that these words all have the same number as God, Jesus Christ, speaking truth. All of these words we say. The key that I see and I've been dreaming about is the more that we talk about these particular words that carry these frequencies of numbers. Some people say it's the prayers. Well, I'm saying that it's the Galactic Federation will intervene, but it's only when enough people, 144,000, enough people start to vibrate. Been saying for the last 5 to 7 years on these programs, we're saying the same thing by the number, family. We're using different words. The Galactic Federation waiting on that frequency to elevate. We always talking about going up. We kind of get stuck on politics and all. We know what we're in, but we know, or we should know, we're not of this bullshit. We're not of it, but we in it. So we know what we got to deal with. But at the same time, we got to give that same equal amount of time to the spiritual realm, the fourth and fifth dimension that we constantly talk about, that we don't spend equal time. When I listen to all these classes that are shows on these radios, I don't get equal time in the metaphysical realm as I do in the political, physical, and material realm. All the energy, and energy is seven, baby.
Right.
In our conversation, seven is spent on they, them, that, the power when we ain't using what we got. What we supposed to be putting together and figuring out. We supposed to be exposing, unraveling this con of the word behind the spells that have the rules. I just use the same number and putting that together. That's how we can break this. We got the power, family. I'm just giving one way with the numbers out of so many, many ways. That's why I'm hearing so many other ways behind the number of the words being spoke. This is how we break. This is they shit. We didn't come up with English. But we can kick they ass with their own shit, their language. Say we wordsmith, family. Let's figure this shit out. If we real wordsmith, see? So,
what about you know, before the words come out, you got to think of it first. You got, so what about the frequency of your thinking, what you're thinking first?
Thinking, thought, all of it has a number. See, that's why thought is 41, which is that five. I got five on it.
Okay.
Your thought comes before your word.
Right.
If I change the word from thought to thinking, thinking now becomes an eight, which is mental, which is psychological. Mental is eight. Psychological is eight. That's why we're in a psychological war.
Yeah.
They call it the purge. Purge is eight. They call it being under pressure. Under pressure is eight. They call it carpet color is eight. They call it stress eight. That should kill you. You see, the eight is called anointed. But the word one, O-N-E, equals the number eight. That's why the one and the eight is infinity. When we see the ones that we are, we're the one. We're the ones that we've been waiting on. And we keep waiting on somebody else and giving everybody our energy through conversation by talking about all this other garbage. It ain't got nothing to do with our elevation, nothing to do with the spiritual challenge. We're wasting a lot of time talking about a lot of nothing. If we, and I hear people use that higher consciousness. If your consciousness is so higher, then you should be elevating me, activating me through your conversation. For me, if I don't hear the numbers, I know how high your so-called consciousness is. It's not there because we're not entertaining as above. We still down here so below. That's why
so it's kind of like contagious. It's kind of like if I'm on fire and you get close to me or however, my fire going to catch on to your fire and it kind of spreads like the through the frequencies and the, you know how they say like-minded people
to
be together.
Let me use another analogy I like to use. You brought to mind.
Okay.
If I'm a lit candle and you are a candle unlit and I bend over and I like your wick, it takes
Wait, Eddie, kind of come closer to the phone. Okay.
Okay, maybe, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Okay. So I was saying if I was a candle and my wick was lit, when I bend over, you're a candle and you're not lit. When I bend over and I light your wick, it takes nothing away from my light. It just illuminates. Now that both of our wits are lit, the illumination is better. It's more lighter. We can see farther. So everybody or every candle we come across, we just light their wick if their wick isn't lit. If their wick is lit, then they're like-minded already.
Right.
So, yes, that's what we're doing. It's the activation behind the number of the words that we speak constantly, but we're not putting them in that incantation. See, that's like understanding that power of the number of God being four. When they say God is your protection, protection is four. When we understand this English that we're speaking, and they talk about witchcraft, well, witchcraft uses incantations. Incantations is 40. It's the four. That's the power. In truth, truth is four. They call it a damn secret, y'all. Secret is four. Hopefully we're getting that real secret. And when we talk about dark and darkness, which is four, that's who we are. That's where we came from. See, they got us running away from 13, Friday the 13th, no 13th floor, being afraid of that number. Trigger phobia or some nonsense that they came up being afraid of the number 13, but they know the power of the numbers. So they set this up when they came up with this dictionary
that we read from that was the first web that they put in our brain. It was called Webster's Dictionary.
Wow.
When we bought into every dictionary, we started looking. We were being programmed by each and every English word that we now regurgitate out our mouth, because we regurgitated the way it was given to us in the program of English programming us. That's why we constantly say, start what they told you and say it's a lie, because it all is, especially when we see the number behind the word, because it's hidden in plain sight. All of this that I'm saying is hidden right in front, and they playing with us.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing with us because we can't see what's hidden right in front of us. When I talked about that faith in a mustard seed, the only two key words in there, when you add it up, that comes to the same number is faith and mustard seed, which is that weapon in our manifestation. It's actually also 5G, family, and that's who we are right now. That's their faith in the mustard seed. They're using 5G on us, and we can't say, no, they're not. Come on. See, we're speaking all of this in existence regardless if we believe it or not. When we start using the term 5G and never came out of our mouth before, that was the power that they had that we start speaking. We gave them the power because we did control it. To say that this is that's why at the end of the day, when we look at that seven, that faith, that melanin, that's why they hate us so much, family. Because that faith, that melanin, proves exactly who we are. That's our damn bloodline. We ain't got to go through no more with melanin but that. Why do you think that it's worth its weight in gold when we talk about melanin? Because they don't have it, and they mad as hell. Because melanin by number is last, and they say even in the Bible that the last will be first and the first will be last. See, that script, that paradigm shift is flipping, family. It's shifting. But if we're not truly ready for it, which means it's no more than that seven being righteous order, we ain't even got to talk about right and wrong no more. If it ain't in order, that says it all. That's why they said order out of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're getting back to. And once we get righteous order again, everything will be placed in our hands. But if we keep playing around, pussyfooting around, because we keep saying how short we are on time, regardless if we know it, believe it or not, we're speaking it into existence. And we spiritually, family, are weak. We ain't ready because we don't even speak it enough into existence. Spiritual is the fourth dimension we're talking about. And if we ain't speaking spiritual the majority of the time, we ain't in no fourth damn dimension. We still stuck in the third, 3D, family. Physical and material. That's what politics are. That's why all this garbage we keep entertaining is. If we really want to get to the fourth, to get to the fifth, we got to start talking about it. The thoughts got to be there. That's why think is for. It's called critical thinking. We're not doing it anymore. Critical is 31. That's God, y'all. That's true. See? We don't see none of it. Brother X was talking about not being the first, but being accurate. Oh, I loved it, and I forgot to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
See, because first is that two. 29, that's two. That's not one. When you look at the word first, that comes to two. But when you are accurate, that's 31, baby. That's God. That's truth. That's the secret. That's what we got. That's the spiritual that we be talking about. But how often and how long do we stay on that? When we in all these classes, on all these shows, how long do we stay on the fourth dimension of the spiritual truth? That's what, when we resonate, that's when the galactic federation, the air and the wind, nature itself starts to speak to us.
And that's the law.
Think about this question. Think about this question, and I'm gonna put myself on mute and let somebody else talk. How much do we really know about nature? How much do we really know about consciousness? How much do you really know about yourself? Guess what? Nature, consciousness, and yourself are all the same number. That's how we find ourselves, through nature, through consciousness, through getting grounded. Go ahead, Sister Deb.
And so this is why that all three of those things that you just said is under attack and want to be replaced by artificial intelligence.
That's correct. That's correct.
Because we all want.
As I say, artificial intelligence is an oxymoron with me, because we know if it's artificial, it can't be intelligent because it's not real.
Right.
But that's why they replace it. Artificial comes to four. Artificial is 40. Intelligence comes to three. It's 48. When I say artificial intelligence by the word instead of AI, I'm saying online. In other words, that's what the artificial intelligence now did. It's going to put us online and took us away from my time. That's my bloodline. See, every time we get online, we forget the key is your bloodline. That's your weapon. That's why they want it. So, but they got us with the energy we are expending on the five called the computer. Woo. They replaced our brain. Brain is five. With the computer, the five. The real brain with the artificial computer. And they're collecting data.
Source data.
See, all of this. Go ahead.
No, I'm connected. I'm following what you're saying. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is data, and they know right now, this is, as I said earlier, dope and drugs. Well, this is the new drug addiction. See, the internet is the new drug addiction. Because even today, the parents are the enablers for their children to get hooked on the drug, on the internet. The parent who pays for the phone and pays for the phone bill. The child would not have it without the parent paying for it. So now, with the enabler, the parent, the new, like I said, drug on the block is the internet. And everybody's hooked. Everybody's hooked. But it's the same words that have replaced everybody from past being hooked on God and Jesus Christ. It's called the internet today. It's the same number, different words. And I'm trying to get us to see that it's the number behind this that has the power. Like God and Jesus Christ for us had all that power.
Right.
But for the children today, children being 31, God being 13, new school being 31, the computer is the new drug for the children, the youth today. This is why they're so hooked. This is why we keep saying in other ways, same number, the children are being affected by the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
They're being affected by the sounds coming through the technology of the cell phones and other technology devices that are being used daily. Five is called teacher. What is the teacher now replaced with? The computer. Computer is 32. Five, teacher is 32. Five.
And that's what they did with the shutdown. They took the children out of the schools and set them in front of the computer.
Again, whose fault is that at the end of the day?
Yeah.
That's still, everything starts from five. Like the computer is 32.5. It's called home. Home is 14.5. It's called home school, damn it.
Yeah.
See, at home, it's mama and daddy, the MD. M1D4. That's the five. The MD, the mama and daddy, is supposed to be the first teacher, 32, with the damn children. Just like now. Still today. They're still pumping within our system, solar system, that they're eight planets. I constantly watch cartoons, and on all the damn cartoons I'm watching today, they're pushing this in our children's face. And I bet not too many, I know it's never all, but not too many people or parents are paying attention to what their children are learning. And they're not setting them straight to let them know why is two, there's that two again, being left off. It's called Pluto 20. Why are they leaving off Pluto, y'all? Because two at the end of the day comes to the word black. Two at the end of the day comes up to Negro. There's so much we can go into that what Pluto the cat or black cat represents. Mama coming to kick that ass. It's the destroyer, y'all. We saying it and still don't know the number behind anything we listen to or comes out our mouth by number. Woo, I love it, family.
Yes.
Because y'all giving me what I need to give back to you by the frequency of the words that's hidden in plain sight. That's my part of all this shit we going through to hope keep us on track and stop talking about everybody else's shit. Ours come first. And it ain't the shit. It's the word. That's the insurance we got. That's why they say your word is bond. Word is 15, which is 6. Well, gold is 15, which is 6. That's why they call it a gold bond. Your word is gold. Your word, your goal is your insurance. Insurance is 33, which is 6. They also call it insurance bond. Everything that they done made physical and material starts spiritual first with y'all. And we all off into everybody's gold bonds, insurance bond, and not your damn word being your bond. Because all these bonds you got ain't shit going with you but your word, family. That's why your word is left here for others to use for generations to come. It ain't your damn goal, it's your word. That's what's so valuable, and we don't cherish it because we truly don't know the English language to put this shit together. And I just use the same number given. Whoo! This dissertation, if you want to call it that, using the same number, different words, family. We can kick their ass with this. I just need the help of my family, y'all. To help me see what everything I can, because I can't see all these damn words. That's why I ain't got time for nothing else but the words and the numbers. That's my assignment. We got it. Find yours and do this shit to the max. Because we put here for different reasons, but they all special. And they all make us great. And we missing the greatness because we're expending too much energy on a conversation that's draining us, family. It's draining us, and I just used 7 in everything I just said, which is Aquarius, this age of Aquarius.
Wow.
So,
that's
activate ourselves, Mama.
Yes. That's how we activate,
That's it. That's 7. Activate. See? And we're being activated through our conversations when we're having a higher conversation, the proper conversation. How do you know it's proper? Damn it, for me, look at the number behind what you're saying. If you got another way, share it. I don't hear nobody doing nothing. They give me everybody else's shit.
You got to come back to the phone.
Okay, no, I end up turning the phone a different way, and that's when you can't hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah, we hear you much better.
Okay. So, but yeah, family, that's it. We got the power, and that's it. It's that melanin, which is our bloodline, that scares the hell out of them. Because that's our connection to the cosmos. That's why black is 2, cosmos is 2, family. Don't get upset at the word. That's their shit. And look how much they got us into, I ain't black, I ain't into they were. I love being black because it's the number to me that makes me a part of the universe. The universe started in blackness. Blackness is two. Black is two. Universe is two. Cosmos is two. Cosmic is two. Milky Way is two. Need I go on, family? See, we saying the same number. That's why it's in the air, air being two. That's what we breathe. And I get some silly mother, we don't breathe air, we breathe oxygen. Oxygen too, nigga. See, you don't know what you're saying by number. You trying to oppose me instead of trying to get the positive information that I'm dropping. Positive is two. It's all about the positive and the negative.
What's the number for the woman's womb? Because that's the portal that we come through.
Well,
and that's darkness.
Yeah,
that's black too.
Yes. Portal. Portal.
Well,
comes
well this say the woman's womb.
No, I'd rather use the word they give it. Portal is two. They call it the vagina. Vagina is two. They call it the vessel. Vessel is two.
Wow.
Your vessel is two. Your vagina is two. The portal is two. The universe is two. Female is two. Female is a damn vessel. Come on, y'all. The two. Woo. Like I said, we got to find this. It's right there in front of us.
And we in the two.
Huh?
And we in the 2022.
Yes. Plus it's the year of the two called the tiger. That's the two. Dealing with Chinese astrology, see, they took us all off, and we're coming back to everything that's original. They took us off the time, which was called universal time, and put us on their time. Man's minute understanding of universal time and gave us a clock. That's why clock is 13. It represents the sun, 13. It represents God, 13.
Mm-hmm.
See? Then they changed 13, keeping it the same number, 1 plus 3 being 4, and they call it the damn calendar. They changed the calendar. They took it out of order. And we always constantly say, well, what damn calendar should we do? And let's look for the number 13, y'all. And as soon as you see 13, you know what we're supposed to be on. 13 is 4. Calendar is 22. 4. The original calendar had 13 months and 28 days. 13 times 28 is 364. 13, y'all. Come on now. It's right there. We keep going. We ain't trying to find nothing in what we talking about. Even we miss it when it's right in plain sight. Like I said, we run around and we look at the four, but we miss the 1-2 at the code. How many years did we supposed to go through this garbage, and how many years did they roam around the mountains, Sister Beth?
How many what?
How many years before we came out of slavery where we supposed to be in slavery? Biblically, how many years did they roam the mountain before they were let into the promised land? Do you remember?
No. What was it, 200 or something?
No, it was 400 years.
400?
400 years of slavery before we'd be free. They were had to roam the mountains, I think it was Mount Sinai, for 40 years. Somebody out there can correct me. I'm not a Bible thumper nor a scholar. So, but again, I know the numbers. 40. Four. Mm-hmm. But we miss what's right in front of us. It says 40 years, 400 years. We didn't put the years with the four. Well, by number, years is 19. That's a one. One plus nine is one, 10. And the one is a five. That's the code we constantly talking about. That's the change. That's why the fourth, to get there, we got to at least be in the fourth chakra, which is green, 23, which is change, 23, the five. Dealing with the fourth liberal art, which is arithmetic numbers. And I'm counting y'all?
Yeah.
Ain't we talking about numbers? See?
Yeah.
Come on. They know it. Come on. They hear it the same, but we don't see it, though. But I'm here to show my part that y'all can't, this is one brother, y'all can't pull that wool over my eyes. And as long as my eyes are open, y'all eyes are open. Because that old saying now makes so much sense. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. So all this information that's mine is yours, family. Because mine come to 12, and yours come to 21. Ain't that something?
Wow.
We don't see what we be saying when we say we want to get out of what we've been put in. We're in is 6 and out is 6. You got to know the number behind the word to get out of any of this shit. We can replace it. That's the swap of learning this occult language and how to speak it, the incantations. Bewitch was real, y'all. I done studied the hell out of that because even bewitch comes to 41. Ain't that something? The 5.
The 5.
And their incantations were in rhymes, family. The Bombay, Dr. Bombay, come right away. It was all in rhythm and rhymes. But it's the number. Ooh, when I start saying the number behind the incantations, baby, this is a whole nother world for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share my world. Welcome to my world, family. I want to share because that's 5, 23. Love, 14. I love y'all. I want to share. It's all with the 5. That's why Eddie, 23, I got 5 on it for real, family. Learn the number in your names and all the words that are here to help and show you and instruct you and guide you. We start to see a whole new paradigm, and it's called the paradigm shift, family.
Now, my name is my first name that I always use. It's an 8. So what is that? You say that 8 is representing?
Yo, 8 represents so much. 8, you start finding the words to deal with 8. First thing, like you said, your name. Name comes to 8, the word name. You see 3 words in that. Mean. Mean comes to 8. What does your name mean? It's a part of a man. A man comes to 8. Well, that's Beverly, 8, which is the mother, 8, which is the center, 8, which is what matters, 8, mentally. Mental is 8. It deals with your thinking, 8. That's why your thinking, 8, comes before your talking. Talking is 8.
Mm-hmm.
You think before you talk.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what think is for and talk is for. That's why it's called real. Or talk, or speaking the truth. Speaking is for, and truth is for. Well, Beverly is into the truth. You can put words together, phrases together, and come to 8, because all this is dealing with who you are.
We can't be muffled again.
Okay, the individual has defined those numbers that deal with them personally, because
mm-hmm.
everything stems from a personal relationship. The more words that you find out that equal the number in your name, the better and clearer the message becomes, because
okay.
you start with just learning words you use daily and learn the numbers behind those words. And then you'll see other words that you don't use every day but still come up to 8. And you'll start seeing that it's people that you come in contact with daily are giving you information with those numbers behind hundreds of different words with the same number 8 that are meant for you. But now that you are aware of these different words with 8, you're seeing person that you're communicating with is giving you. You're receiving more than just the conversation now, because you're receiving the message behind the numbers of the words. This is what all the numbers are giving you on a daily basis. When you see 44, 35, 62, 71, 17. See, also 8 is also magic. I don't know how I didn't go there first.
Mm-hmm.
Your name has power of magic. Magic is 17. See?
So, that's probably why when they started out in the Bible, didn't they say something about it's the Word and the Word is God or something something similar to that?
Yeah, but in the beginning of the Bible, it's three words, magical words. Those three words says in the beginning, correct?
Yeah.
In the beginning comes the 58, 5 plus 8 is 13, God. That's in the beginning, y'all. Truth, 31. Darkness, 31. Spirit, 31. All that was the beginning. And when creation started, it was another three words with the same number. Let there be. 49. 4 plus 9 is 13. God again. God letting it be. See? We don't know the number behind nothing we're saying in the Bible. We're just saying it was somebody else's story. That's why story is 22 to 4. This is God's story of truth in us. But if we don't know how to see it, we're reading it from somebody else's perspective. And for me, understanding metaphysics is called metaphors. Same number, different words. They say it's written in metaphors and allegories. Do we know the number of allegories and metaphors? No, we don't. We just say shit. Woo! And get trapped.
It's
the words of English and you speaking. Because we've been conned, y'all. That's why it's called control. We've been conned. Because we truly don't know the English language that we presume we know. That's all. So I'm not fading in and out now, am I?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna let Tutmose in.
Oh yeah, please do. Please
bring him to the mound table. You can stay at the table. Tutmose.
I'm gonna just mute myself.
No, don't go nowhere.
He don't want you to go nowhere, Eddie.
I had a question for you because you was talking about it's eight planets now.
That's what they say.
I googled it.
I
googled
that's
it.
What they
and it,
okay.
And they say it's eight planets now. So when you think, I want you just to come with the first answer that pops in your head. On the planet Earth, how many oceans are there?
Well, they tell us it's four oceans.
No, it's five. Look it up.
I know it's five. I say they say it's four, but yeah, go ahead.
It's five now. They've added a fifth ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So all through my school years, I
was four
oceans. You know, the Pacific, the Indian, the Atlantic, and the Arctic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they added the Southern Ocean,
mm-hmm.
Ocean. So my kids is in school, and then I'm trying to help them with their homework one night, and they had the answers five oceans. I said, "Ain't no deal, five. I'm yelling and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad." And I looked it up, and I said, oh, shit, they done added another ocean. So, they done took away a planet, but they added an ocean. Very odd,
but that's why, again, even in the numbers, when you look at it, look how they playing with us. They took away a planet, and it was what, the ninth planet? And they added what, a fifth ocean. Five plus nine is 14. A five again. Change is 23. They keep using the five. They keep changing shit. But that's why we, the parent, has to educate our children with what we know to be true so that they have this information that if we don't give it and pass it on, they ain't going to know it was originally four damn oceans. And why was it four oceans? Because they deal with the four seasons, the four elements, the four directions, the four, baby. Yes. That's why it's called a damn box that has 90-degree angles. It gives you 360, which is the same degree of a circle, circling a square. By number, we see all this shit is the same. They just keep changing the words, baby. But we have to pass all of this information on dealing with the changes that they're making to the oceans and to the planets. As above, so below. But we're right in the middle in the present. We have to tell the truth of the past here in the present to our future, because the children are the future, living in the presence of our future, in the presence of our children. What are we leaving them, y'all? So it's things like this that we got to leave them that are going to be left out the books. Didn't they call it the burning of the Library of Alexandria? That's what they're doing now. They revamping all of this shit, leaving it out. They ain't even got to burn it now. But that's why they're trying to get rid of the elders, old school. Because in us, even with you, Brother Thomas, you know what they taught you. Now they're going to change the shit for your children. What are they doing? Why? Mandela effect. Shit, we got to put a halt on this shit.
Yeah, you're right, man, because that's the first thing I thought. Like, you know, Mandela affected us, you know what I'm saying, a few times, because Pluto, damn sure, used to be a damn planet. I know that for sure. But now when look at it, they got it listed with, like, five other doggone things that's after the eighth planet, so... They making it seem like it's a whole bunch of other planets out there that they never told us about. It's odd, man.
You know it is. But like I said, for us, we got to worry about the nine dealing with as above, so below. And when we talk to our children, let them know it's the representation of as above, so below. Why as above? As above this solar system. We ain't worried about no other damn solar system. Pluto stops at this solar system. Why y'all not take... And I made the line, shut the line, and took Pluto off.
You muffle again, Eddie.
Okay. So forgive me for that. But Pluto, they took it off again, and it represents what's up in our solar system dealing with the system of the body. We have nine planets. We have nine systems in our body. And this is what we're supposed to be able to share with our children when we let them know that these bastards are changing all of the information, and let them know that we reflect as above, so below. With the nine planets, we have nine systems in our body. If a planet falls off, that means a damn system's supposed to fall off our body. And I don't think nobody can tell us that we done lost a damn system in our body.
We done lost our damn minds. That's what we done lost. Lady, we acting out here. People I see every day, we done lost our damn minds, man. Chicks walking around nude, man. Dudes walking around looking like chicks, man. It's bugged out, man. But under the flat earth cosmology, the planets aren't planets. So those entities that we see out of space that we call planets, and we associate Earth as a planet. Under the flat Earth cosmology, Earth is a plane, okay? And Saturn and Jupiter are the sun and moon over the next plane, okay? And then the next two planets are the sun and moon over the next plane. You see what I'm saying? So it's our sun and moon, Sin, are the sun and moon over this plane. You know, so it pretty much puts all those planets as another sun and moon, but they don't resonate with us on this plane because we're in another dimension. You know, so from this dimension, we don't see them as bright, you know, and dark or whatever, because we're not under those, you know, those entities. But the people that live under them on this plane, as it stretches out, you know, those people are their planet or their plane is governed by those entities, you know, the Saturn and Jupiter being the sun and moon over the next dimension. And I believe it's Mercury and Aquarius over the dimension after that. It's a way that it's laid out. I don't have all the information in front of me. But it just puts it in another, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we see Mars. Exactly. Mars is nothing but a sun or a moon to another, you know, whatever's under it, you know, on this infinite plane that we live on. you know, full of, you know, as we high, go up in higher dimensions, we'll spread out and we'll be able to be governed by another, you know, more powerful sun and moon. That's kind of how they look at it. So it's very interesting, though, that they've taken away Pluto, because I'm thinking, man, I wonder what, did a plane disappear or something? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm in a whole other set of metaphysics here, bro. I'm in flat earth metaphysics, but very interesting, man. Now, I looked up this this AI rapper. And I did a little research on this because I got information on this guy, but it's at least a year ago. But he wasn't a rapper then, he was a fashion model. So they had this a bunch of like YouTube shorts with this fashion model with all this, it's like the this, you know, high end fashion stuff that rappers would wear, you know, big bubble Gucci jacket, you know what I'm saying, and you know, fat gold chain, you know, with the Gucci hat and the Gucci shoes to match. It was, oh, check this out, you know what I'm saying? You know, wearing Gucci Timberland boots and all that stuff, you know. So this character that's the rapper now, this character, he was getting paid by the fashion companies to, it's all digital, like, you know, he's like a video game character just walking across the screen wearing, you know, clothes that are digital too, but, and I was like, wow, so now this dude is a rapper. And he got kicked off his label because black people gave a little backlash to him saying that he was racist, you know, that this AI rapper and is supposedly a light-skinned black kid and with green
Hello
or
now.
Purple dreadlocks.
Okay. I actually saw a clip on that on this morning's news here in Chicago. So,
yeah.
I saw it. I didn't really pay attention to it, but once you said the little backlash that this guy was getting for a virtual individual character, just like I heard about these different models, virtual models that they have out now, that these girls are now trying to emulate a damn virtual image of perfection.
Exactly.
You know,
and that's what they're trying to do with this rapper.
This is part of what we've been talking about, dealing with this metaverse and all of this stuff that's getting ready to come down the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is just a prelude to what's getting ready to really pop off. Because the people are so enchanted and so into this nonsense, and it's becoming reality to them. They're chasing now a virtual individual. It ain't even real people no more. It's virtual. You know, so this shit is it's going down the hole, the rabbit hole, real fast, really fast.
Mm-hmm. So check it out, Eddie. It's a black dude, young black kid, probably in his 20s, who is actually the voice behind this AI character. And he got hired by the company to, you know, they was trying to find a voice for this rapper, and he came in and rapped. And I swear this guy sounds exactly like Tekashi 6ix9ine. And they took his voice. And once they, you know, they take your voice, now they could copy it and make it say whatever they want it to say. So now he's kind of pissed. He's thinking of suing them because they are now taking his voice and got a whole record deal with his voice, even though he ain't there. You know what I'm saying?
Without him, they use his voice without him.
Without him, exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, this is beyond spooky right here. You know, this is the metaverse, and that's where I was getting at, Eddie. You build up a character, you put him in all this expensive stuff that you got to pay for in real life, you know what I'm saying? So you want your character to look like this guy, right? Have a big Gucci bubble down coat. Well, that might cost you $18 in the real world, you know what I'm saying? that could have went in your kid's mouth. You know what I mean? And
right.
On top of that, right, you take these this virtual rapper, gets a record deal. You got real dudes who really rap who ain't got a record deal, right? So now, mm-hmm. how are they competing with this? This dude, not only, I mean, they just draw a new outfit on him when they want to. You know, you trying to compete with that. You trying, he's going to have a, anytime they want to put a new chain on him, they just draw a new chain. You're going to be in the store actually trying to buy a chain. To compete with a virtual rapper, you out of your mind, man. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they, dropped him. But they didn't drop him because of any other reason other than black people complained that it's a stereotype of black people, you know, with the dreads. And then they got one video of him getting beat up by the police. So, you know, oh, yeah,
right.
you know, they trying to show he's black, you know, so. Yeah, it's kind of getting to the spooky level because this isn't even real. So this brings me to this real rapper. And I look up one day, and he's the second highest rapper of all time behind Drake. So I said, how did this dude, his name is NBA Youngboy.
Oh, right? Yeah.
NBA Youngboy. I listened to him and I couldn't get it. So he just dropped the album. I mean, this shit is huge. I mean, as far as streaming, he don't sell physical music. You know, so his album sales aren't from people going to the store and purchasing the album. It's streaming. You know what I'm saying? Or Spotify,
yeah,
and Pandora.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you can't control what comes on there. You know what I'm saying? But He has these young kids mesmerized.
He
as soon as they hear his voice, they just start bopping their head, and they're acting like he's saying some stuff that's marvelous. And I'm listening like, this shit is whack. He ain't got no – it don't even rhyme.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's very – it's all emotion, you know, like real emotional, you know, real – oh, man, terrible.
You're absolutely right, because I have some grandchildren, and that's all you hear all day long is that NBA young boy. And I'm like,
so
you, I'm like, what is this? This is a program.
Y'all.
He's,
I have
he's
to say this again.
Intelligence. Go ahead,
I live vicariously through, you know, the family here, because, again, I'm like, my cave is 14, my home, which is my brain, and I'm constantly writing and stuff. I very seldom have time to be online or to be on the television. I'm writing and words, but I get all of my information through y'all. So this is my first time even hearing what's his name?
His name is NBA Youngboy. And what bugs
okay.
me out, Eddie, is anyone who
no,
would
no,
name
what,
himself.
No, what I'm saying right quick, I want to thank y'all, because I'm going to take the time out to listen to at least one of his songs to hear the number behind the words to
mm-hmm.
see what is captivating our children. That's what hit me. See, I don't give a fuck about what y'all saying. It don't mean shit, but it's got our baby's ear. It's got
yeah.
the children's
yeah.
ear.
Yeah.
So I want to hear the frequency behind the damn words and the lyrics that are being
yeah.
said. For me, that's the power. We don't hear it,
yeah.
but the number behind the word will tell me something.
Well, it's got
so
them.
Thank y'all. But go ahead.
Well, just think, if somebody named themselves NBA and they not getting sued by the NBA, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I know he's an agenda. Like, come on.
Yes.
So
yes, exactly.
In the NBA, he uses as an acronym for Never Broke Again. You know,
mm-hmm.
he had this real troubled childhood. His mother had like 13 kids. And she was on drugs or whatever. And, you know, yeah, he'd been in jail and out of jail since he was a young kid. And when you hear him talk.
Just troubled life. Just trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can hear that he's special. You know what I'm saying? And he got a baby with Floyd Mayweather's daughter.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know
she,
that.
She got arrested for stabbing his other baby mama.
No.
She went over to his house. Yeah, she went over
baby
to his
mama
house.
Drama.
Yeah,
man.
His other baby mama
wow.
was there, and they got into
yeah.
a fist fight, and she beat Floyd Mayweather's daughter up, so she went and grabbed the knife out the kitchen and stabbed the girl while she was pregnant. Or some shit
wow.
like that. So she got a case. So the only thing reason why she ain't in jail right now is because I think Floyd is paying a lot of money to keep her out. But she just had his baby. And yeah, the kid is all messed up, man. And I think that's what the kids are relating to. It's
yeah.
not the moms. It's not because the mom. Yo, I'm gonna tell you, Eddie, you gonna need to listen to this 100 times to make sense of it. I'm like, you don't even understand what he's saying. You understand? And he got that thing in his
but
mouth, that auto-tune thing that it's really difficult to listen to, man. It's not on beat. It don't rhyme.
It's the frequency.
They're fascinated by him.
Yeah, it's the frequency. It's that frequency. When I heard it, I'm like, what? It's the frequency.
It's something about it. It's something about it, man. But, that's all I was going to add for right now. I'm going to mute myself.
Look, I'm going to add Kwame in. Kwame?
Hey, Bill. Now that they're saying that, I sent y'all something about Janet Jackson, with that Rhythm Nation, when it first
yeah.
came out, it was tearing up people's computers.
What?
All right, so y'all right. Yeah, I sent it to you
okay.
again. When that Rhythm Nation first came out, it was blowing up people's computers, man.
Okay.
But I'm glad you were talking. That's how I learned. Let me shut my big lips and listen. I love listening. That's how I learned.
706?
Hotel and Better Laws. Yeah.
Hotel and Kwame.
Better Laws. Family. Yes, Better Love. And Sister Bev, Brother Eddie, Brother Wes, Tutmos. You know, I kind of chimed in late, but I
Peace,
was bro. Listening with Peace, Brother Tutmos. And you were speaking, Tutmos was speaking on the flat earth and about that. I just ordered a book on astrocartography. I don't know if y'all familiar with it. But astrocartography is kind of like it tells you where we came in on the planet. There are certain planets that were in alignment and that came with you on that specific moment when you took your first breath. And these alignments have a lot of effect on where we are right now. Okay, we're looking at how, like Brother Eddie's saying, the nine planets, and looking at these alignments and these nine energies that are in each human. We've got to understand that these energies, when they have alignments that are in our charts, all the planets are basically in our chart, but when they're charted to where you get certain energies, like we say, where Mercury goes retrograde, the communication gets messed up and things go. When Mars gets in retrograde or Saturn, these energies that planet is emitting to this Earth plane has an effect on us as humans. Just like the full moon, they staff more police and more people in the emergency room because they know the energy of that moon is going to have people affecting and reacting a certain way. We're looking at these type of alignments because this is a new era that's coming up and how we're going to be affected as where we are in the galaxy is really showing what this planet is because we're looking at, you know, when I was talking Tuesday, Bev, when we were with Brother X, and we were talking about this is 2022. 50 years ago, we were going through this same type of thing about a president and papers and Tricky Dick and Lyndon Johnson in 1972. So we're looking at how that they repeat this. But even with the part when Tutmos was talking about the brother doing rapping, when rap began back in the day, it was looked at, it was, I took the word and said hip-hop, highly intelligent people helping other people.
the corporations got into it and they began to see that this was a powerful thing. Like Brother West said, when the Rhythm Nation came out, it shut down computers because we put that energy trying to get that energy off of the computer. So what we're seeing is that this artificial intelligence has its good, but then you have divine intelligence. These alignments and the things that's going on with the earth grid and the planetary grid is having a great effect on people and the situations in government and the type of things that go on when we understand, like Brother Eddie said, as above, so below. Because when it happens to line up above, it's going to affect the energy that we're using below. And we're now getting a better understanding of it, being able to tap into these energies. And Brother Eddie is taking and converting the words into the numbers because it's all about how this algorithm or this cosmic rhythm is based on not words, but it's based on numerology. And so these are the tools that we need to understand our geomancy, astrology, because what this is really affecting is the genetics. And these memories in which gets activated by certain energies and certain planetary alignments affect what we're now seeing is epigenetics. And I need to ask Tutmos a thing. Have you, because you're there in New York and you're up there with stock market and that part. The part that I've just been finding out information and I'm still doing is on Wall Street, corporations now have patents on human DNA. Is that correct? Tutmos.
Yeah, I heard that.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to see is because I'm looking at Harriet Washington, and she's got a book out that talks about the selling of blood, the blood market. And what she's talking about is that these corporations now have gotten the human gene to where they own your DNA. So your blood or your organs, when your information come in and your DNA says, okay, we have a body that has this DNA, that corporation has first bid on your organs. They get the money.
Not to cut you off, man, but when they said I had kidney cancer and
right.
For my operation, I told the doctor, I say, well, y'all can take my kidney. I want to take my kidney home with me, man. Y'all ain't going to keep my kidney. You know what the doctor said? He said, once they open you up, anything they take out your body belong to them, man. I almost got on the table and say, hell no, I walk out with my kidney, man. But the way they're doing the DNA, once you take that shot, that changed your DNA. So that's how they got the patent, man. But, yeah, they, once they open your ass up, it belong to them, man. Well,
right, because you look at Henrietta Lacks. Her DNA, her blood cells have been used to make the vaccine for polio and to other diseases taken out of her in 1951, or was it 52? But it was taken from her in that operation where she had ovarian cancer, and that cell that they marketed and made billions off of her cell that the family just now is really taking charge to even get paid back from that. Now we're looking at what you said when you take that shot. That's why they had to put that RNA into you because that alters the gene. If it's not patented, the same way they had to alter and genetically modify plants because you can't get a patent on a plant unless you alter it. You alter one thing in it, and it changes its molecular structure. So now you can own the energy, the medicines that come from that plant. So we're looking at how are they revising the human existence, because this is what they came up with when they said the Human Genome Project, G, know me, because they're looking at how can they eliminate most of the body of human, but the only thing that they can't destroy is your soul and spirit. And this is what we're challenged with, in keeping our soul and our spirit intact.
And some people are going using putting all of their organs and bodies and tissues and filing a UCC-1, so they would have some kind of legal recourse when they start taking their organs and stuff, talking about they own them.
Well, when I worked at the hospital, my job was to terminal clean the operating rooms. Anything that's left in the operating room is considered hazardous waste. So you cannot leave the hospital with hazardous waste. That ain't gonna happen. So that's definitely, they never gonna let you take your organs out of there. The only organ I've seen getting stolen on a consistent basis was skin. Hmm. They had an epiphany for skin. They would go in the middle of the night and take all the freshly dead white bodies, and you just see the body laying there de-skinned. You know what I'm saying? And that would, you know, I would hate when they did that because it really ain't messy. But, you know, I had to terminal clean the room, and, you know, I already cleaned it. Now they go and do this emergency. It's like they would come in the middle of the night. It's one group of people, and they would just roll all the, because in the hospital I worked at is also the morgue, and they would roll all these dead bodies in, and they would just de-skin them, you know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, damn, I already terminally cleaned that room, man, now I got to piss off, and you know, I got to wait for them to finish to do it again. But, yeah, that was, skin was like the number one thing they would come take. I never seen them take like a heart or anything like that out of room, but I did see a few times where there was an accident at late at night. I worked overnight, and they would have someone come in to get the heart transplanted in them or whatever they were getting transplanted in them. You know what I'm saying? But one thing I do know, they bring you in that surgery room, you ain't gonna know what they did until hours after you leave it, so they're going to put you under that anesthesia, and you're going to be gone. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing you're going to be able to really remember from that surgery.
Right, and that's why anesthesiologist is the highest paid person in that operating room, because that person keeps you from life and death. It's in the way that they know how to use those medications and able to slow down and do it to where they can basically almost put you on a death's doorstep in order for them to go deeper into the body and do what they need to do without having the body to respond to it. The thing that I'm seeing,
yeah,
I'm reading about, and I just got this book today, and reading about, and they talk about what you just said, Tutmos, is about they take skin. Because it's something that they can get from the skin, just like they do from the DNA that they get from the human skin, because this is why you had Ebony and Ivory talks about it. That's how Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and all of them got to be institutions that they did, is because they used to have people go dig up the cadavers, especially of black folks, and they go to the human bank and get an experiment and see how these bodies work. That's why Marion Sims, his statue got removed out of New York, because he was the father of gynecology. And how did he learn to the woman's body was using slave women? So even the part of the production,
yeah, that's
line.
That's all in medical apartheid, yeah.
Yeah. And
I heard about a woman that she was having surgery, and they didn't put enough anesthesiology to put her all the way out. So she heard the doctor saying all the derogatory things about black folks and black women. So somehow or another way, she sued them damn doctors, man, because they ain't put her all the way out. You know, you sleep, they say any damn thing, do anything to you. But she got the ass, man. I remember that story.
Yeah, but what I saw something, and my son just had my granddaughter. His wife just had my granddaughter. And the thing that they had with her is when she had a C-section. And this is what they're doing now, is that they're looking at doing more C-sections. It's easier for the doctors and it's quicker for them to cut out a baby than to have a woman's body to go through the natural course of allowing that child to come out naturally. So what they did with my granddaughter is that when they did the C-section, they did it before I think the water broke. And anyway, the thing that happened with it was is that she came out and she still had water in her lungs, and she turned blue because, in essence, she was drowning in her own embryonic fluid. And they had to put, you know, resuscitate her and put tubes in to drain the embryonic fluid out of her lungs because they did the C-section in the way that instead of letting the water break, they did it with the water. And anyway, it was some kind of complication that they did with it. But what I'm seeing with that, and then I realized something, because when the water breaks and the child comes out through the birth canal, when that woman is having contractions and that baby is coming down head down, that's the way to squeeze and pump the water out of the lungs that the child has been using for its breath. And I say, wow, that's the science in the way that child turns head down, face down, and the woman's contraction pushes the bodies and the lungs and everything to squeeze out all the water out of that lungs before it comes into the air. And so these are the sciences that we have to begin to understand and begin to share with our women, because black women is one of the highest infant mortality rate as far as black women having children and dying is one of the highest in the country is black women. So all of this is this, like you said, Harriet Washington's book, A Medical Apartheid. And I would put that on, ask people to put that on your bookshelf, because she has done her research and has given us information as to what we need and what we're going up against.
Can I be heard real quick?
Yeah.
Just to throw in that six, dealing with the word being six, dealing with them using the word when we talk, through the algorithms, algorithm is six. Brother Kwame was talking about the DNA and the organs that they might get. And Brother Thomas came in and gave that number six. Well, DNA is 411, which is six. And the skin is the biggest organ. Skin is 15, which is six. And we know they can take a little scrape of your skin and get all your DNA.
Yeah.
Just wanted to add that to the mix, fam.
Awesome. Well,
now,
we have
another thing about the sir in the operating room.
Mm-hmm.
Is you go in there, black people go in there for surgery, and this is the nighttime. I don't know about during the daytime. And we always know when they're about prepping for a surgery. Because, see, the operating room, only place in the hospital where you got access to the computers, right? Unless you're like a person that works on computers, you know, you don't have access to the computers, right? So everyone would always want to come with me in the operating room so they could go in an empty operating room and get on the internet because it's always unlocked. So the doctors would play their music. And, I mean, you'll hear the death metal, straight death metal, like, you know, unbearable heavy metal music. And that's what they cutting people open to, straight up heavy metal music. And I'm like, whoa. You know, so you go, you get shot that night, you go to the hospital, get them bullets taken out of you, you got a doctor in there listening to heavy metal you know, taking them out. You know what I'm saying? But that's how that, the white doctors, man, they all listen to heavy metal while they cutting people open.
But wasn't that the same in the movie Doctor Strange when he was doing surgery? He had his music list in his head, and he would tell the, what the person to play when he was performing the surgery. And that was in Doctor Strange. But what I want, Tutmos, you are into the sciences. Go on BBVA. It's called BBVAOpenMind.com. And it talks about the invention of wireless. Samson and Delilah, I know Bev would know maybe, you know, that movie about Samson and Delilah. And Hattie Lamar was the star. She played Delilah. She was the beauty
right.
at that time. But Hattie Lamar was also a scientist. And Hattie Lamar was the one who helped create what we use now as the wireless, because her father or somebody that she came from, she was instrumental in weapons and in the sciences and in communication. That's what she was specialized, she liked doing. And so Hattie Lamar, they got a whole write-up about her in saying that she was part of the inspiration for the wireless Wi-Fi that we're dealing with now, because she helped to do it with torpedoes when they were using during the war. She created a code that could program the torpedoes so it would keep on the course that it had been programmed to go. And that's what she had discovered, because her father sold weaponry and things to the Germans, and this is where they got these informations from. And she turned all of her information over to the government. And then they had another one that was who helped write the algorithm. It was some European woman that they are now bringing out these European women, and really I get to fact check more. But they're saying that these were part, just like we had our black women that did the science in NASA, these women are supposed to have been the instruments in this technology. So it's funny how all of this information is coming out. But you can find out about her. It's called BBVAOpenMind.com. And they talk about Hattie Lamar, the actress, who invented wireless communication.
Okay. All righty.
Well, this was very interesting conversation tonight. I enjoyed the round table, enjoyed the information, and I will be back on tomorrow. If you would like to come to the round table again, I'm going to have Tariq with me tomorrow, so we can continue the conversation tomorrow. I thank you, gentlemen, for joining us and helping out with the show. And I look forward to talking with y'all again. Better love and Mayat Hotep.
Mayat Hotep.
Peace and love.
All right. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, ho.
Mother, I hear your heartbeat.